It's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. So says world-renowned personal development coach Anthony Robbins. And in this all-new program from Nightingale Conant, you will begin the process of transforming your life by exercising your decision-making muscle and focusing its energy until it becomes an unrelenting power, a power Anthony Robbins calls the power to shape your destiny. In this unforgettable live recording, you'll hear Tony Robbins as you've never heard him before, sharing his most cutting-edge, results-producing strategies for personal empowerment he's ever developed, in an intimate and personal way, with all of his trademark passion and intensity. He offers you a gift in these sessions, the fruit of his years of personal development expertise developed while working with some of the most influential individuals and companies in the world. Whether he's consulting with the President of the United States, an executive or an entrepreneur, or just an individual who's lost his or her drive, his mission is the same: to make life better for someone else. The constant and never-ending improvement that makes life, as Helen Keller so aptly put it, a daring adventure. As you listen to these sessions, Tony will outline 7 strategies that will enable you to channel your decision-making power and direct it toward the destiny that you dream of and deserve. As you begin the program, do not listen passively. Become an active participant in the seminar. Keep your journal with you at all times to take notes on some of Tony's key insights, to participate in the exercises along with the audience, and record your own personal breakthroughs. You'll need your flashcards for session 4 when Tony covers the power of incantations. And you'll be able to reinforce the lessons of this session by carrying the cards with you throughout the day. And as a special bonus, we've included a powerful session from Tony that you'll never forget. One that will help you to integrate all of the ideas into a powerful, useful set of tools for change. So, sit back and take a front row seat at this live seminar as Tony Robbins begins the first 2 sessions of the program with Discovering Your 6 Fundamental Human Needs.
Let me tell you what this seminar is about. It's about 2 experiences of life, 2 words. Pain. Feel the change in the room just with the word. And what's the other word? Pleasure. If you'd like to know what this seminar is about, in its essence, here's what it's about. How to have a lot more of this, and as little of this as humanly possible. How many interested in life like that? Say I. Okay, now I got a question for you. Can a human being take something that everyone else thinks is painful and actually extract pleasure from it? Can you take something that's pleasurable and make it painful? Why are you doing that? Think about it. How many of you have taken things that are actually pleasurable, but by what you did in your head, you anticipated it not being so good and made it painful? How many have done this? How many play golf? I know you've done it. Okay, so the bottom line is, at any moment in time, whether having pain or pleasure has nothing to do with the actual experience. Nothing. Because we have a power that very few animals, other species, appear to have. We have the ability to control what equals pain and what equals pleasure. We're not like dogs. We have the choice. Nelson Mandela can be locked up for 27 years against his will, have his freedom taken from him. And he can come out of that experience with zero resentment, really zero. And he says, hey, you locked me up for half my life. Let's lead the country together. Now, and he means it. If you ever met him or spent time with him, he meant it. He lived it. He still does. He's one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met. But I'll tell you something. Everybody has that ability. He's not special. He's special in that he is using more of who he is. That's the only thing special. He did not allow the event to dominate his life. See, most of us in this room try to avoid pain and try to gain pleasure by a primary way. Because here's what people do. All of us in life have developed what we call a model of the world. A model of the world is kind of a fancy phrase. It just means this. We've all had experiences in our life of significant pain or significant pleasure. Those events of life that have a lot of emotional impact on us we remember, don't we? And if it's painful, we try to figure out what caused it so we won't have to go through it, what? Right? Because we want to avoid it. If it's pleasurable, we try to figure out why it was pleasurable so that we can do it. So what's interesting is there are very specific emotional states that we don't just want, but we must experience in order to be alive. In fact, they are not just desires, and they're not driven by what culture you grew up in. This is something that's a human thing. It's not a French thing, an Italian thing, a Swiss thing, an American thing, an Australian thing. It's a human thing. This is true of every human being in this room, including those who don't understand what I'm saying except with an interpreter.